100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Southwest Texas is bracing for Beryl, likely to make landfall as a hurricane early tomorrow morning. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Port Lavaca, Texas.
Texas bracing for impact as powerful tropical storm Beryl barrels towards the U.S. The deadly storm leaving a path of destruction in the Caribbean, killing at least 11. Texas officials calling for voluntary evacuations in several counties along the coast. Coastal residents preparing for the worst, potentially more than a foot of rain, life-threatening storm surges, and widespread power outages.
The pressure mounting on President Biden to drop out of the race. Questions about his age have more members of Congress and donors urging him to quit. The president will be campaigning in Pennsylvania today. The heat dome tightens its grip. More than 125 million Americans under heat alerts. Brutal temperatures, dry conditions, fueling more wildfires in California. The Lake Fire, Santa Barbara County, now burned more than 12,000 acres. This is ABC News. Four people were killed and three injured in a mass shooting in northern Kentucky.
Florence police found seven gunshot victims in a home shortly before 3 Saturday morning. Guests at the party told them they knew the shooter, and Police Chief Jeff Mallory said it was the Cincinnati suburb's first ever mass shooting.
My emotions are for the victims, their families, the officers that responded, and everybody that was touched by this situation.
The 20-year-old suspect fled and led police on a chase that ended when he drove into a ditch. He had a self-inflicted gunshot wound and was pronounced dead at a hospital. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark Saturday night with a first in the league, recording a triple-double as a rookie, 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds. In the Fever's win over the New York Liberty, it's also the first triple-double in Fever's history. Not to be outdone, Chicago Sky rookie sensation Angel Reese extending her single-season record. A double-double to 12. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Gospel Grace.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Grace, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up today, we'll enjoy some of the best in Southern Gospel. Our featured artist is the Triumphant Quartet.
We want to sing theology every night, you know, good theology every night, and these songs are just full of it. They're just full of just hope and love and goodness and grace.
We'll enjoy music from their new project called God is Listening.
So I think through this song, if we can share anything to people, that is the fact to always continue to pray and always know that God is listening.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
There's a hole in
a hole in the heart. Our featured artist today is the Sevierville, Tennessee-based quartet, Triumphant. Eric Bennett on bass, David Sutton on tenor, Clayton Inman on baritone, and their new lead singer replaces Clayton's son, Scotty Inman, who has started a solo career. His name is Sean Barber. We'll get to know more about Sean in hour two. The group has a new project called God is Listening. With a new member on board, I asked Eric if the project was very different from past ones.
I don't see it being a whole lot different. We did more originals on this one than we have maybe in the past. But we had to pick from, we got the opportunity to pick from, I mean, a plethora of incredible, amazing songs. And especially the ballads, the slower ones, man, just everything was so meaty. And, you know, that's what we want. We just want the, songs that, you know, we don't want a lot of fluff. We're like, we want to sing theology every night, you know, good theology every night. And these songs are just full of it. They're just full of just hope and love and goodness and grace and all these things. And, you know, just reminding people that death couldn't hold him down and, you know, all these things, you know, and that God is listening and, you know, Jesus is a friend of sinners and we have victory. Yeah. And that he's always there. So just, you know, I don't really see it being a whole lot different than some of the things in the past, but just really heavy, meaty songs.
That's Eric Bennett. The debut single is the title of the project. David Sutton tells us about God is Listening.
Well, actually, the song, I'll never forget the day I heard it for the very first time. I was sitting in the front lounge of the bus, and I got a text message from Eric. Eric had gotten off the bus. He was probably out exercising while I was sitting on the couch there doing nothing. But he said, "Hey, I think I just found your song." And he knew that I'd been looking for something. I'd really not zoned into anything yet. So I hit the play button, and literally when I heard the song, basically fell to pieces.
That's David Sutton, and here is the Triumphant Quartet with God is Listening.
You've hit your knees a thousand times. You cry to God and ask him why he hasn't done what only he can do. You cry your tears, you pound the ground. The silence is the only sound, and it doesn't seem like heaven's gonna move. Oh, but there's still hope. Keep on praying. God is listening. He hears every word. There's no cry that goes unheard. The whisper and the shout. Oh, he hears them even now. So pour it out, every need. Bring him every desperate plea. 'Cause you know there's hope. So keep on praying. God is listening. Shout, for he hears them even now.
listening.
The Triumphant Quartet with God is Listening. Sean Barber is out front on the first cut on the CD called Unashamed.
Probably stands out, I think, on its own, a little unique to the rest of the album from a maybe a little bit more of a pop country kind of flair to it, which isn't something I've ever done. And absolutely fell in love with the song. If you start listening to the lyrics and the content of what it's saying, that we shouldn't be, and no matter what goes on around us, I'm going to still be singing the gospel. I'm still going to be telling the world about him, and I'm unashamed.
That's Sean Barber, and here is the Triumphant Quartet with Unashamed.
These days, seems like God's gone out of style. You can pray, just keep a low profile, because they might say you're crazy. Say you've lost your mind, but when I think where I was and where I am, what he brought me through, and all that I owe him, tell me why would I hide what I feel inside? I'm unashamed, let the whole world know. Savior died, and all the crowds on that hillside, like the way that he showed his love for me. I'm unashamed, let the whole world know.
Triumphant Quartet, and we'll have more with the group coming up from their great new album called God is Listening. In just a moment, Brian Free Insurance and Melissa Brady talking about a road trip with a bunch of ladies. Jim Brady tells us why.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, and thanks for listening to the Gospel Greats here on Country and Community. Bit of a rainy start to the day today, just under 0.2 inches of rain. And, well, the Brewers had their game rained on yesterday in terms of not getting away with a win as they fell to the Dodgers 5-3. So, well, the Brewers hopefully can get things righted when they get ready to play in their next game. Of course, not a lot of time in between. They'll be back in action this afternoon, a 3:10 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. The Brewers have lost the first two in this series on the road against the Dodgers. Hopefully can pull out a win today.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up, we'll hear from Jim Brady about Melissa's shopping road trip. Right now, the shepherd's within his hands.
Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the onset of trials. When the load that I carry, it seems I've carried it for miles. Then I stop and realize that in my strength alone, I cannot stand. But I know the time has come when I must put it in His hands. Oh, and I read once where His mighty hand were safe across. He turned and drowned the enemy. So when the water's rising and that whole river's too wide for me to span, that's when I fall down on my knees, and that's where I put it in. Mountain looks much smaller in His hands. The valley's not so low. Oh, and when I bear the burden as far as I
hands, the shepherds. Recently, Melissa Brady loaded up a group of ladies and went shopping. Jim Brady tells us more.
Melissa is currently on the Something Beautiful road trip. Her and a bunch of ladies jumped on a bus here in Nashville and headed out to Oklahoma, to Paul Huska, Oklahoma, to the home of the Pioneer Woman. And they were so excited. I jumped on the bus and said hello to everybody and made my first and last appearance of the road trip. I said, I'm not going, but my credit card is. I absolutely know that. And the ladies are having a great time. They'll shop and they'll sing and they'll have Bible studies and they'll hang out and eat together. And it'll just be an amazing time for them.
That's Jim Brady. You know, shopping can be an addiction, Jim. Their new radio single is called Covered. Here's Jim and Melissa Brady.
Every fault, every mistake, my past regrets, and all the messes I've made. Every wrong, every sinful sin has been totally forgiven, completely erased. I'm covered by, covered by, covered by the blood. I've been set free, been washed clean in the overwhelming flood. I'm covered by, covered by, covered by the blood. I've been sanctified, justified. My love I can't deny. It's the precious blood of Jesus that I'm covered by.
That's Jim and Melissa Brady. You'll be happy to hear that Brian Free Insurance has been back in the studio.
We're working on a brand new project. The title of it is going to be Grateful for the Gospel.
That's Brian Free. We can't wait to hear the new recording. Right now, though, the title track from his EP, Meet Me at the Cross.
Hi, this is Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance, and you're listening to my friend Rodney Balcom on The Gospel Greats.
Calling all those with questions, calling all those with doubts, calling to the soul that's desperate, down and out. Calling all those with secrets, calling all those with scars, everyone, everybody can come as you are. Meet me at the cross, brother and sister.
Seeking, searching.
Meet Me at the Cross. That's Brian Free and Assurance. More with the Triumphant Quartet is coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up, we'll enjoy more with the Triumphant Quartet. Here's the Crab Family with Walk on Water. From their album 2020. Our featured artist today is the Triumphant Quartet from their new album God is Listening. And that album title is seen throughout the project that God hears us. He is aware of our challenges, and he's there when we get into deep waters. Here's Clayton Inman.
As a child of God, you know that even the pain you feel, the things that come along in life, sometimes I think one of the lines says the fear is paralyzing the will to be brave. Yeah, that he is there holding your hand in those deep waters.
That's Clayton Inman, and here is the Triumphant Quartet with Deep Waters.
Sometimes life is hard. At times you've questioned why. And there are moments when you really struggle to survive. But there's a peace that passes understanding, and grace enough to keep your faith alive. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. You are loved by the Father, and He calls you His own. Through storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry, so just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. When the pain is real, you've lost the words to pray, and all the fear is paralyzing your will to be brave. Trust the one who speaks to winds and oceans. Take His hand, for He is strong to save. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. You are loved by the Father, and He calls you His own. Through storms and waves, He makes a way when all your hope is gone. When rivers rise, He hears your cry, so just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. He's your strength and refuge. He will never leave you. A present help, and He wants you to know. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. Just keep holding on. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone. When you go through deep waters, you never go alone.
Deep Waters, the Triumphant Quartet. David Sutton is featured on another big ballad on the project called A Better Savior.
I don't know. There's so many people that do go through struggles of life. They mess up. We've all got our past. And they think, you know, I can never get past this. You know, how can God still love me? But we do serve a better Savior than any of the sins that we've committed. Whatever we find ourselves in during that time, we serve a Savior that's going to forgive us of those sins. And He's going to get us past those thoughts. And so just to me, a great lyric once again by Sue Smith. And I'm thankful that we were able to record the song, He's a Better Savior.
That's tenor David Sutton. And here's the Triumphant Quartet with A Better Savior.
You think you're good at failure and regret, and when it comes to guilt, well, you're the best. 'Cause you seem to have a gift for falling short of who you should be. You've tried to change because you know you should, and
Savior, the Triumphant Quartet. We have more with the Triumphant Quartet coming up in just a moment. Our Southern Gospel headlines for the week.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Find the inspiration that matches your style and give your home's entrance a new look from All American Do It Center. A stylish new ThermaTru front entry door can increase your home's curb appeal and perceived value by 4.2% on average. Front entry single or double doors or with side lights come in a variety of colors from ThermaTru, plus utility doors to match. Consult the building materials team at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
This is Rich Edwards, service manager at Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. I'm excited to announce employee pricing on motorcycle tires and installation. You heard that right. You pay what I pay. Stop by for a free tire inspection and quote or call 647-8808 and make an appointment. My service team is ready to take care of you with over 200 years of combined experience. When it comes to service, we're not messing around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Customer satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
And we are 15 minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to the Gospel Greats. And thanks you for tuning in on this Sunday morning. Whatever you have planned going on for the day today, it was a little rainy early on, but now, well, at least it's dry for the moment. We'll hope to see that that stays that way. If so, we might be able to get in some hometown baseball. We'll talk more about that during the morning sports, but hopefully the weather will cooperate for that today. Looking at the forecast, mostly cloudy. There is the possibility for scattered showers and possibly some thunderstorms. So bring an umbrella with you today. The AG German Warehouse public tours held today, as they are held Sundays at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Cost for a tour, $20 per person. The tour season continues to run Sundays through October 6th.
Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Here's the new radio single from the Kingdom Heirs, Until Prayer Changes Me.
Sometimes my burdens bring me to my knees. Problems I don't understand. I ask God to change it so I can arrange it according to my master plan. But when I remember who parted the sea and hung all the stars in the blue, I stop and surrender to the only heart mender who knows just what I need to do. Like all God's children, I'm not on my own. He walks every long, weary night. But here on my journey, I get discouraged, and sometimes it's so hard to smile. But God sees each heartache that calls me to fear and tempt me to doubt what I know. Through all my despairing, He never stopped caring. So
until prayer changes me. That's the Kingdom Heirs. And now for our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Dixie McKeithen, known for her work with the Hemp Hills, the McKeithens, and most recently the Becky Simmons Agency, passed away on Sunday, June 23rd, following several weeks of declining health. Please continue to keep her husband Tim and daughter Angelina and the entire McKeithen family in your prayers. Daywind Records is honored to announce the re-signing of two-time Grammy-nominated, three-time GMA Dove Award winning, and six-time Singing News Soloist of the Year, Joseph Hampedank, to its family of artists.
It is so hard to believe that I have been on the Daywind roster for over two decades now. When I joined the Perrys in 2003, they were a Daywind artist, and I was with them for 10 years, 2003 to 2013. I was 17 when I joined them. When I went to rehab and got out, a lot of you know that I really wasn't sure if I'd ever sing again. I went to lunch with Rick Shelton, the publisher at Daywind. He said, "Hey, I think we may want to do a record on you if you're interested." And it blew me away. So I met with Norman Holland, the A&R director at the time, and of course Ed Leonard, the president, and came up with a plan to sign me as a solo artist. That started the second decade with Daywind Records. We are now starting the third decade together, and the best is yet to come.
That's Joseph Hampedank. Congratulations on the continued relationship with Daywind Records. The Singing News Magazine Songwriter Search is underway. The Songwriter Search is open to all non-professional songwriters to submit their original songs. The final deadline to receive entries is November the 1st. You can mail your entries to the office at Singing News Songwriter Search, 313 East Main Street, Suite 1, Hendersonville, Tennessee, 37075. You can also enter online at singingnews.com/songwriter. And the number one song on the Singing News Weekly chart is from the Tribute Quartet, "He Pilots My Ship."
The soul of man is like a ship that sails on the sea of time. The storms have come and the winds have blown and rocked this ship of mine. But the reason my ship has never sank, and today it's still afloat, my compass is His precious word, and Jesus pilots my boat. Was badly crushed, sins of waters flooded my heart. I had drifted so long on life's angry waves, with my cargo of fear and despair. Then I called on His name, and He lifted the plane. Now He pilots my ship everywhere.
No more.
seas no more, lest Jesus leads the way.
It's My Ship, the Tribute Quartet. We have more with our featured artist, the Triumphant Quartet, coming up in Hour 2. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
The Gospel Greats!
Hello, friend, and welcome back for Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Baucom, and coming up, we'll enjoy more of our visit with the Triumphant Quartet.
I think it's been the beauty of this group over the 22 years is everybody's kind of been in the same on the same mindset.
We'll get to know a little more about the newest member, Sean Barber.
A lot of people think that I am from Michigan.
It's all great gospel coming up in Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats.
Now, Benny and Fred had an altercation, hadn't spoken a word since 62.
They knelt at the altar for an alteration.
They were on and on before the night was through.
Revival broke out, there were tears and laughter. Revival broke out when the people prayed. They were singing about the happy ever after. You could hear them shouting from a mile.